know what women want.
Hey, St. Louis, where can you go for the best selection on your new appliance purchase? Yes, that's right. Appliance Discounters, and we're now featuring The Art of Appliances by AD for that creative palette. See The Art of Appliances with a variety of color options along with the full line of Bosch appliances at our newest location in Maplewood at the Deer Creek Shopping Center. At Appliance Discounters, there's no limit on design and color options, and we want to bring these choices to our customers. Shop any of our six locations or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Barley is the soul of Budweiser. That's why we've been working with the same family-owned American farms for more than 50 years to harvest it. The secrets to growing this grain perfectly have been passed down through three generations. For them, it's a legacy. And it's why only the best barley and locally sourced ingredients are used to make Budweiser. Budweiser is proudly raised across America. This Bud's from our barley farmers. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Going to the house, touchdown, Illinois!
The Fighting Illini play here on 590 The Fan.
Brian Barnard with Martin O'Donnell, Michael Martin down on the sideline, Steve Kelly and Bonner, producer-engineer. Glad you're with us for Illinois football today. As we approach the end of the year and the decade, it's the Red Box Bowl. Illinois goes to work. Reggie Corbin in the backfield, just shy of their own 30. Brandon Peters, first throw of the game, is nearly picked off. Threw it left, trying to hit his receiver across the way. Looked like Casey Washington, and it's incomplete. He overshot him anyway, and it's a good thing.
Boy, that looked to be a miscommunication there. Just a little zone read, kind of play action, but Brandon Peters throws that high, and Chigozie Anuzium. Ball goes through his hands. Big break for Illinois on the first play, not to get it picked.
Illinois second and 10 from their own 29. No score. 12:38 for the first quarter. Here is Peters. Fakes to Corbin. Runs it right. 35-40. Up the right sideline. 50. And a first down, Illinois. To the Cal 41-yard line as Peters, who we saw late in the year do that with those big runs. And Rod Smith goes to the well quickly there with a number 18. Tackled by Evan Weaver. But a big gainer for Illinois. First and 10 at the Cal 41. Hand off to Corbin. Trying to get to the outside. He does. 35 and out of bounds. Inside the 30-yard line. Great run by Reggie Corbin. Daniel Scott, the safety, got him out of bounds. And Rod Smith in a hurry-up tempo mode here.
Yeah, good job by Reggie getting to the alley outside. He's able to stiff arm a defender and break free. But you saw two plays ago, Brandon Peters running up the alley. Justice Williams with the lead block.
Peters running 30 yards. Corbin gets a nice gain there. First and 10. A gain of 11, and here's the throw to the right on first down from the Cal 29, incomplete, trying to hit Donnie Navarro on the right side in the orange jersey for Illinois.
Yeah, you got to think that Rod Smith is going to try to get Brandon Peters back comfortable in this game. He gets him going on the run, but two throws so far, both of them off target.
Brandon Peters for the year passing 1,611 yards, 17 touchdowns. Did not play in the Northwestern game due to injury. Jet sweep look. They run it around the right end, and now a fumble, but it's loose, but it's picked up by Illinois. And running ahead inside the 15 down to the 10 as that ball came loose. The Illini are going to be in the KCIH red zone. First and 10. What an odd play.
It was Isaiah Williams. They get him the ball. He's running around. Ball pops out. Richie Pettibone, number 74, living the dream, catching a fumble and getting some yards.
Yep, it was Isaiah Williams on the carry. The ball came loose. Illinois first and goal inside the 10. Reggie Corbin runs it to the right, and he gains maybe a yard or two. They had it spotted outside the 10 at the 11. He gets it down close to the 10-yard line.
Wow.
Second and 9 at the 10, so they can get a first down without a touchdown. Luke Bouquet on the stop for Cal. He's got some champagne connections. We'll talk about that as the game goes on. No score yet. 11:20 to go. Here in the first quarter, Corbin lines up behind Brandon Peters at the far end of the field. We're near the end zone at the other end as we look at it across the way. I feel like an eagle up here. I'm like soaring over the stadium. Here's Peters in the pistol look. Receivers either side. Hand off to Corbin running up the middle. Crashes ahead down close to the 7-yard line. Got about 3 on that carry. It'll be 3rd and 6 at the Cal 7 in a scoreless game early, but Illinois on the march.
Yeah, tough sledding at Cal now. I mean, they're going to pack the box against Illinois offensively, really make Brandon Peters have to make some throws here. But Reggie Corbin trying to pick his way through, not really able to get a whole lot. One thing we'll be watching all day, Brian, Doug Kramer Jr. out for the game, you know, not playing. Kendrick Green, left guard, move him in. Jake Cerny in at left guard.
Single back set, 3rd and 6. Peters with a lob towards the end zone. The pass is broken up, incomplete. In the left corner of the end zone. Yeah. Trying to hit Casey Washington. And the corner back there for Cal, able to knock it away, incomplete.
Yeah, and Casey Washington that time does a good job of trying to come back to the ball and really playing defense. As Brandon Peters hasn't gotten comfortable throwing the ball yet here today, you think Rod Smith is probably trying to get him something over the middle maybe on the next drive, but Illinois lining up for a field goal.
Yep, 25-yard attempt. They'll put it down at the 15. James McCourt for the year, 11 of 17, with a long of 57, trying to get Illinois on the board first. In the Red Box Bowl, the snap back, the kick is up. It is good for James McCourt. And the Illini grab the lead, 3-0 over the Cal Golden Bears. A 25-yard chip shot by kicker James McCourt. 3-0 Illinois as we go to break with 10:20 to go in the first quarter. Here from the Red Box Bowl, from Learfield, IMG College.
Combining home and auto with State Farm gets you great coverage for less. Combining 90s R&B with State Farm radio ads gets you this jam covered for free.
Home and auto, let's do it. Combining my policy, my wallet is waiting. Come on, jump on it. Home and auto.
For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Combine it.
What if Santa didn't need 8 reindeer to guide him through the night?
Hey, Mercedes, map me to Kalamazoo.
Okay, mapping the fastest route to Michigan.
Or what if his sleigh could get real-time weather info?
Hey, Mercedes, what's the temperature on the 25th?
22 degrees. Rooftops may be icy.
Mercedes-Benz MBUX technology hasn't made it to flying sleighs, but it's available to you on the A-Class, the GLE, or GLC. And you can get them all for an exceptional price during the Mercedes-Benz winter event.
MBUX Command simulated.
Taking care of athletes is a top priority. That's why the University of Illinois partners with Carl's team of expert health professionals, because they know they're committed to treating any sports injury that may occur. With easy access to Carl's free sports injury walk-in clinic, athletes feel reassured they will be able to get back in the game in no time. For more information on location and hours, go to carl.org/sportsmed. Carl, the official healthcare provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
In farming, getting things done early has a way of setting you up for success. Like using Corvus for an early season win over weeds. Corvus keeps even the toughest weeds from gaining a foothold. Multiple sites of action deliver superior control of emerged weeds. And later, Corvus reactivates with just a half inch of rain to take out any new weeds that may have sprouted. So get an early season win against weeds with Corvus for end of season rewards. Always read and follow label instructions. Corvus is a restricted use pesticide.
It's Illinois versus Cal. This is the Red Box Bowl. Now back to the game.
On a gorgeous day here in California, just south of San Francisco and Santa Clara, Illinois off to a good start. 3-0, a field goal by James McCourt. You like to have the 7, but hey, on a 9-play, 64-yard drive, big 30-yard run by the quarterback Brandon Peters, set him up, and then we get the 3. Here comes the kickoff by McCourt from left to right. And back to get it is Deshaun Collins. He's going to bring it out at the 5, to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, and the Illini gang tackle him there on special teams. But good start, 3-0.
Yeah, good start. They're able to hit a couple of plays there. Obviously, you know, the most important play was an offensive lineman recovering a fumble and rumbling downfield. But, I mean, you know, Brandon Peters able to get running. Nice play design on that first one. You could see, obviously, Rod Smith with about a month off trying to mix in some things. Isaiah Williams, a backup quarterback out of St. Louis, comes in at him the ball in the end around. He winds up fumbling after getting a few yards, but then Pettibone gets it. Would like to see them obviously finish that with a touchdown, but good to get on the board early. And on that first drive, Illinois' defense held Cal to minus 18 rush yards.
Cal will start at its own 21-yard line. Yeah, minus 18. A good start for the Illinois defense. They force Cal to punt, march it down the field, get 3 points. 10-12 to go first quarter. Hand off Christopher Brown. Surges through the line, 25, up to the 26. A gain of about 5 on the run by Christopher Brown, who had just under 800 yards this year. 8 touchdowns. Sophomore down the coast in Oceanside, California. He's also caught the ball 19 times this year. And Sidney Brown on the stop for Illinois defensively. Second down and 4, a gain of 6. They'll say he got just shy of the 27. Here's Garbers, fakes to Brown, runs it left. The Illini are going to push him out of bounds. Right about the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard gain. He runs into the orange-clad Illinois sideline in front of the Illini fans that are here today. And Caleb Tolson on the stop at linebacker. With no Jake Hansen today, we're going to fill in for that spot again.
Yeah, no Jake Hansen. Really would have liked to see Illinois on that last play. They had it read well, but I couldn't tell who was on the outside. One of the defensive backs took a poor angle to Garbers, allowed him to get a couple of yards. But now we've got third down and 4. Get him off the field.
9:25 to go first quarter. 3-0 Illinois. Third and 4 Cal from their own 27. Brown goes in motion. 3 receivers left, back to pass Garbers, pocket holes, now he's being chased, chased out of there by Milan, rolls right, nobody open, and he's pushed out of bounds across the way, needed to get near the 30-yard line on 3rd and 4, and did he get the first down?
Yeah, that's pretty close. Let's see if they signal to move the chains. Yeah,
it's a first down, Cal. He got it, but barely.
Well, and again, Brian, Illinois rushing 4, dropping 7 that time, not able to get pressure. Chase Garbers has all day, and then Illinois not able to keep contained. Garbers, again, using his legs to make plays. That's one thing that he provides this Cal offense, is the ability to scramble, the ability to make something out of nothing, which he did on that third quarter.
Christopher Brown in the backfield. Garbers is a guy we expect to carry the ball a little bit today, too. Threw for 230 yards against UCLA in their last game. A jet sweep look, a handoff to Brown, big hole up the middle, 40, 45, 50, look out. Chased by one man to beat down there at the 20, and the Illini shake him out of bounds. Finally, but a big gain by Christopher Brown. And Quan Martin made the touchdown-saving tackle, had to wrestle him out of bounds, but not before he gets all the way down to the Illinois 15-yard line. Boy, yeah. Once he got through the line, he was gone.
Yeah, nothing fancy there, Quan Martin. You mentioned it. He's able to save that play, but Illinois needs to be winning at the line of scrimmage right now. Cal just busting a big one through the left side of the Illinois defense.
54 yards on the big gainer for Cal. 3-0 Illinois, 8:17 to go first quarter. But here are the Bears in the red zone at the Illinois 15. Collins checks it at tailback, and Garbers will fake it to him, runs it to the right, and Sean Bagno pulls him down with a nice gain. There is a flag down on the field at about the 15-yard line. The line of scrimmage. It looks like a false start, the preliminary signal on Cal.
More than 4 in the backfield on the offense. That's a 5-yard penalty. Replay first down.
And Brian, Illinois rolling some different guys through the secondary right now. We saw Quan Martin at safety making that play after the long run by Brown. But now they got Nick Walker in, number 20, in the defensive backfield as well. Don't see Stanley Green out there right now.
And again, Tony Adams unavailable today. 3-0 Illinois. It's now 1st and 15, Cal, at the Illinois 20. Right to left of the bright sunshine here in California. Collins the back. They send a receiver in motion behind the quarterback. They hand it to Collins from Garbers, and he's met at the line of scrimmage inside the 20 at the 19 as he gains a yard with second effort. Tymir Oliver among the Illini there to greet him, number 96. Tymir with 27 tackles coming in, 4 tackles for loss, the senior from Philadelphia.
Yeah, Tymir and Jamal Milan need to have games today. They didn't show up enough against Northwestern the last time that Illinois played. Good to see him stuff that run.
3-0 Illinois, 2nd and 14, after a 54-yard gallop by the tailback Brown, got him in position. Snap back, Garbers, play action, throws left, looking for the end zone, incomplete, and a flag comes in. Quan Martin got tangled up with a Cal receiver. Looked like Kekoa Crawford was the intended receiver. Kekoa, the transfer from Michigan, and Martin may have grabbed his jersey on the way by.
Yeah, I think he winds up running a corner route.
Pass interference on the defense, number 21. That's a 15-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
As Crawford went to make his break, looked like Martin made contact with him. Ball was already in the air. And Crawford's a guy that he's missed 7 out of the last 8 games, I believe, for Cal. But he's a real difference maker for them in the receiving corps when he's there. And you saw Garbers go for him in the red zone.
So now the Golden Bears are first and goal at the Illinois 4. 3-0 Illinois, if you're just tuned in on this Monday afternoon. Illinois got a field goal by James McCourt. They marched down close to the goal line, but had to kick a field goal. Brown checks in at tailback. Couple of tight ends for Cal. First and goal after the interference call on the Illini. Rolling right, Garbers throws it back to the end zone. Got a man wide open. Touchdown. Colin Moore, 6'4 sophomore with a catch. And it's 6-3 Cal with 7:09 to go first quarter, and man, was he wide open.
Yeah, wide open. And Cal, their pass plays they've made is with the tight ends both times. That one's just a naked boot. They roll him out, and Colin Moore just gets completely lost in the Illinois defense as they get sucked in on the play action. He's wide open.
6-3 Cal, and Garbers came in for the year with 10 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, gets his 11th touchdown of the year. Greg Thomas for the extra point, left footer, drills it to the north end of Levi Stadium and through the goalposts, and it's good. In front of the Illinois band down there, the marching Illini, and it's 7-3 Cal with 7:09 to go here in the first quarter. We'll take a break here in the Red Box Bowl. Illinois football from Learfield, IMG College.
This is KFNS Profiles.
In this edition of the KFNS Profiles, we focus in on the 2004-2005 Final Four Fighting Illini basketball team. The Bruce Weber-led Fighting Illini finished with a record of 37-2 in that season, winning the Big Ten with a record of 15-1. There are many moments from that season that will live on. The most memorable might be the Midwest Regional Final against Arizona, where Illinois came from 15 points down in the final 3 minutes and 30 seconds of regulation.
Illinois trying to mount a furious comeback.
It's far from over.
10, 3, got it. Shakur stripped away. Williams to D. Brown. Layup. Good.
Man, this is wearing me out.
Steal Luther head. Luther with a layup. That's up to Williams. Darren for the tie. He got it.
Oh, my.
He got it. 80-80.
The Fighting Illini would go to the Final Four and lose in the final to North Carolina in this edition of the KFNS Profiles.
Looking for baseball and softball training for all ages? Time to head to Champions Village, a one-stop shop for young athletes with a 35,000 square foot facility stacked with the newest, most innovative tech like hit tracks and a full infield. And now open, Prime Sports, your new go-to brick and mortar retail and spirit store located on site with training from former pros, STL Athletic Development, and Naputi Sports Enhancement also on campus. Champions Village has everything you need under one roof. Check us out at championsvillage.net.
Woo, yeah, guys, road trip, let's go!
Hey, put on 590 The Fan, man.
Dude, how the hell are we supposed to listen to AM radio on a cross-country road trip?
Oh, dude, there's an app for that.
The 590 The Fan app is ready for you at your app store.
Good morning and welcome.
You can listen to live programming and download your favorite show's podcast at any time.
Oh, I'll just get the app on my phone.
On the all-new 590 The Fan.
Yeah, problem solved.
The 590 The Fan app, download it now and start listening today.
Play here on 590 The Fan.
Ryan Barnhart, Martin O'Donnell, Michael Martin on the sideline, Steve Kelly, Ed Vaughn, our entire crew here today from Santa Clara, California. They're pretty happy here in San Francisco. The 49ers had a big win last night on the road in Seattle. That was dominating conversation in San Francisco. Today it's a bowl game in the bright sunshine here in Santa Clara. And Cal has taken the lead 7-3. They go a 6-play, 79-yard drive, 3 minutes and 3 seconds, and a 4-yard touchdown pass to Colin Moore for the Golden Bears after a big 54-yard run by Christopher Brown set him up. Here comes the kickoff. Dre Brown is deep, and he'll watch it sail over his head. He's back there with Justice Williams to the end zone. Michael Martin is on the sideline today, and your impressions of this stadium, Michael. It's a big stadium. Good crowd today.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day for some football. We got a nice portion of the bowl filled out by Illinois fans. It's good to see them out here.
Yeah, it's. I think that lower bowl is primarily filled.
Yeah.
Between the Cal Golden Bears across the way and the orange and blue down below us. Illinois in their orange jerseys today with the white helmets. This Cal defense held 14 straight opponents under 25 points until they got shut out by Utah. Dre Brown is in the game along with Reggie Corbin. And here is Brandon Peters on a keeper left, runs it left across the 30 from the 25, gets it up close to the 32-yard line, a gain of about seven. And Dang, Coin Dang, one of the inside linebackers, one of their top tacklers, along with Weaver on the stop.
Yeah, and we'll see again, Cal's D-line really tries to eat up blockers with Dang and Weaver behind them, but good run by Peters there.
Ravon Bonner in the backfield now. Here's a roll right, a dump down, caught by Dre Brown out of the backfield with a catch and a first down across the 35 as he got the pass from Peters to the right side up to the 36-yard line and a first down. Illinois just shy of the 37, and Cam Bynum the corner with the stop.
Yeah, and I like that little rollout for Brandon Peters. Get him his first completion of the game. Easy dump down to Dre Brown. First down, boot the sticks.
Brown with 545 yards rushing this year with a catch that time. Here is the handoff to Brown. Runs it left, gets twisted down from the 37 up near the 38-yard line. Short gain on first down for Illinois. 6:10 to go here in the first quarter. 7-3 Cal. Cameron Good, the outside linebacker on the stop, ranked in the top five in the Pac-12 in sacks and tackles for loss for the year.
Yeah, Illinois is going to only run with two receivers a lot today, given all the injuries they have.
Yep, Navarro down here on the near side. Here is the snap back to Peters. Gives to Brown, running right. Brown across the 40 and up to the 44-yard line. Got about six on that carry. Third and short, Ben Hawkschreider, another one of the Cal linebackers on the stop.
Yeah, we'll see what Rod Smith cooks up here. Looks like he's bringing in another receiver, getting Reggie Corbin off the field, and Trenard Davis going into the slot. They'll move Daniel Barker out, it looks like, too. So kind of giving a four-wide look. Big third down here.
Yep, they spread him out. Illinois third and three from their own 44, down 7-3 to Cal. Just over 5 minutes left here in the first quarter. Brandon Peters in the gun. Brown to his left. Peters going to roll left, look left, throw left, and it's caught left, and a first down Illinois. A catch across the way by Casey Washington down to the Cal 42-yard line.
Yeah, that's really good to see. Nice throw by Brandon Peters. Not easy to throw when he's rolling to his left, but puts the ball high. Casey Washington is able to elevate, bring it down. One of these other receivers, other than Donnie Navarro, is going to need to step up and have a game today. Great start by Casey Washington.
Yep, no Bebe today. No Joshie Matter Bebe, who transferred, of course, from Southern Cal to Illinois. Illini with Corbin and Bonner in the backfield. First and 10 from the 42 of Cal. The carry goes to Bonner, and the junior from Cincinnati crashes his way inside the 40, down close to the Cal 38-yard line. A gain of four, second and six, and Luke Bouquet on the stop for Cal.
Yeah, some nice patience there by Ravon Bonner. They're just running a little inside zone. Gets stuffed initially, but he's able to find some daylight to his left and get forward for about 4 yards. Good job. Positive gain on first down.
Barrow out to the right. Justice Williams out there with Washington. The Illini getting set. Second and six from the Cal 38. Down 7-3 to the Bears. 4 minutes left here in the first quarter. Brandon Peters in the gun. Corbin to his right. Corbin gets the handoff. Runs it left and is shoved back. Shoved back hard inside the 40-yard line down to about the 37, maybe. We'll see where they spot it. Third and five, Illinois. Cameron Good, again with a tackle.
Yeah, there was just nothing. No hole there, nothing really doing. Again, this Cal defense much better against the run than they are against the pass.
Illinois,
they showed it there.
Illinois 1 of 2 on third down today. Third and five from the Cal 37. Peters gives to Corbin. Veers to the outside. He's got the first down. Close to the 30 before the Cal Bears write him down. Nice gain of seven. Tackle by Coin Dang, one of the linebackers, but Reggie hit that hole and veered to the outside quickly.
Yeah, Reggie did a great job. Illinois, the running game is working off tackle. That time, Reggie's able to bounce it out there and then use his speed to get the first down.
Ravon Bonner checks in at tailback. Justice Williams in the slot to the right. Navarro to the far right side. Illinois, a new set of downs. First and 10 at the Cal 30. Moving left to right. The give to Bonner. Crashes between the tackles and the hash marks. Inside the 30 down to the 27. Schreider on the stop for Cal. Golden Bears, their defensive backfield very solid, but they're without a big player today in Ashton Davis. But they're solid back there. 31 career interceptions. Both teams kind of pride themselves on takeaways. None so far in this game today. 2:34 for the quarter. Second and 7, Illinois. After the gain of 3 by Bonner. Corbin checks back in. Cal coming on a blitz. Handoff inside Corbin. Wrapped up quickly down at the 26-yard line.
That's Cameron Good.
Yeah, he's there again.
Yeah, he's piling up the stats so far today. But Illinois just, you know, that time Cal bringing the blitz from the outside, bringing a corner blitz. Illinois handing off inside. But Good was able to make the tackle on Reggie Corbin. Again, not enough movement front side. You know, Vidarian Lowe, Jake Cerny in there at left guard because Kendrick Green had to kick to center. But it brings up 3rd down and 6.
3rd and 6, Illinois from the California 26, trailing 7-3. Snap back to Brandon Peters. Looks to throw. Now he's going to run up the middle. 20. Dives ahead close to the first down. I think he's got it at the Cal 19-yard line. A gain of 7. He needed 6. He knew right where the marker was. And he goes down at another Fighting Illini first down.
Yeah, just a good, smart play. Cal's only bringing 3 on the rush, dropping 8 into coverage. Brandon Peters sees that they're sitting back in zone. Just decides pretty early, I'm going to try to take this myself. And he's able to get it. Good job moving the sticks.
4 receivers. Dre Brown back into tailback. Illinois 1st and 10. They send a man in motion left to right. Peters steps, throws to the right. Isaiah Williams with a catch to the 20 and spins his way down, falls backwards inside the 15-yard line. They're working number 1, the freshman, at a different spot than quarterback. He's a great athlete, and he made a nice spin move there and got it down to the 17-yard line.
Yeah, and that's a nice compliment off of the trick play they ran earlier. They bring Isaiah Williams in motion. They fake the pitch to him, but then Brandon Peters takes a look downfield, and he has the dump off to Isaiah Williams. Only gets 2 yards, and I think they called him out before he was able to spin forward for a few more.
Yep, got it down to the 17, a gain of 2 officially. 2nd and 8, pistol look. They send Williams in motion again. Give it instead to Dre Brown. Up the right side, 10, 5, and it's 1st and goal, Illinois, before they catch him. 1st and goal, Illinois, a gain of 12 for Dre Brown.
Yeah, nice run that time. A great job executing up front by the big guys, Alex Palcheski, with a great double team with Richie Pettibone. It's imperative for Illinois to convert these into touchdowns in the red zone. We saw them stall out earlier, but they need to be able to convert, as I think there's going to be some points on the board today.
Illini in the KCIH red zone. 1st and goal at the Cal 5, trailing 7-3. 40 seconds left of the first quarter. Snap back to Peters. He's going to give it to Dre Brown. Nothing there. At the line of scrimmage, no gain, if any, maybe a half a yard. 2nd and goal, Illinois, as the quarter clock begins to wind down. And Zende Johnson, the defensive end, on the stop.
Yeah, we got an injured Golden Bear. Can't see exactly who that is on the ground. One of the defenders seemed to be hurt on the play, but...
And with that, we'll take a break. 23 seconds left here in the first quarter. 7-3 Cal. Back to California in a moment on the Red Box Bowl. Illinois football from Learfield, IMG College.
Take the field with a winning lineup. From combines and tractors to a complete line of hay and forage tools, Case IH offers the equipment you need to have a championship season. For a limited time, get 0% financing on top-performing new Case IH equipment. Visit your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/Illini. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Down by 6, they should have time for one more play.
When a life-altering illness seems like it's winning, Health Alliance lines up beside you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, and pharmacies ready to knock it down. Our care coordinators explain your options, costs, and next steps to help you execute your game plan. And this team support is all included in your coverage. Let Health Alliance be on your team. When it comes to health, you shouldn't have to throw the Hail Mary.
He breaks away! He's at the 20, the 10, touchdown!
What if Santa didn't need 8 reindeer to guide him through the night?
Hey, Mercedes, map me to Kalamazoo.
Okay, mapping the fastest route to Michigan.
Or what if his sleigh could get real-time weather info?
Hey, Mercedes, what's the temperature on the 25th?
22 degrees. Rooftops may be icy.
Mercedes-Benz MBUX technology hasn't made it to flying sleighs, but it's available to you on the A-Class, the GLE, or GLC. And you can get them all for an exceptional price during the Mercedes-Benz winter event.
MBUX Command simulated.
Kate and Lyle is making food extraordinary. We turn corn grown right here in the heartland into extraordinary ingredients to help our customers make healthier and tastier products enjoyed by millions of consumers around the world. While our business has a global reach, we maintain a strong focus locally, providing comprehensive grain services to our farmers through our elevator network and supporting the communities we both call home. Tate and Lyle, making food extraordinary.
This is the Red Box Bowl, the Fighting Illini, the Golden Bears. Now back to the game.
Here in Santa Clara, California, the home of the 49ers at Levi's Stadium. It's 7-3 Cal, 23 seconds left. Strider's shaken up for Cal. That hurts them defensively.
Yeah, going down to Braxton Crotu. Hawk Strider is already starting one of their other linebackers who was hurt today, so down to their third string guy, an outside linebacker. They walk him up on the line a lot, so that'll be important to see when Illinois runs some of that zone read to see if he's to see if Crotu, number 52, is assignment sound as well. But second down, this is a big play call here, Brian. Let's see if Illinois tries to mix it up a little bit, maybe pass here instead of just trying to run it in between tackles again.
Dominic Stampley checks in at receiver. The backs are set back there with Corbin and Brown. Illinois second and goal at the Cal 5, trailing 7-3. Trying to punch it in. Here is Peters, fakes to Corbin, lob to the right, caught, and it's a touchdown.
Yes.
Daniel Barker with the catch. Touchdown, Illinois. With 10 seconds left in the first quarter, the Illini lead 9-7. They rolled it right. Barker just kind of rolled with his quarterback, Martin, yeah. And he was wide open.
Yeah, it's a great job. They line him up on the wing on the opposite side, and a little play action to Reggie Corbin, and Daniel Barker is able to get a free release. Brandon Peters just puts the ball right on his hip again. I like that play action on second down. Catch the defense off guard. Cal was bringing a blitz.
Daniel Barker with his fourth touchdown of the year. The Illini are short. Jake Cerny on the offensive line for the extra point here. He hustles from one end of the field to the other. McCourt for the extra point at the south end of Levi Stadium. And now we get flags.
Delay a game on the offense. 5-yard penalty. Still the try down.
All right.
Yeah.
So the Illini will try for the extra point a little further back. Yeah, Cerny had to sprint.
Well, he should have stayed on the field. I think he forgot that he was on extra point again. That's one of the things when you have guys banged up, you have these other guys that have to slot in on different special teams, and they're not used to it. But still, that's a mistake right there.
So 5 yards further back for the extra point. Snap back. And the kick on the way. The kick is good regardless. And with 10 seconds to go in the first quarter, the Illini retake the lead 10-7 over the Cal Golden Bears. We were going to have a real defensive struggle today. Well, so far, both teams have been able to move the football.
Yeah, both teams have been able to move the football, and Illinois really impressing me. They haven't really gotten those explosive plays that I thought they would need against this Cal defense, but they've really been doing it on the ground, and a couple of good passes by Brandon Peters, but he's doing it with his legs. You know, that was one of the questions I had, Brian. You know, Brandon Peters coming back from a head injury, you know, are they going to run him as much as they used to? And absolutely yes, and Brandon's done a great job of getting yards and then getting down.
By the way, that was a 15-play, 75-yard drive. It chewed up nearly 7 minutes. The Illini with a total yardage now of 139 in the game and 94 on the ground. Brandon Peters leads with 43. Illinois leads it with 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. 10-7 to the sideline to Michael Martin.
So I reached out to Chase McLaughlin, who is a former Illinois kicker. He's been around the NFL this year. He ended up with the Colts, but for a time he was with the 49ers. I asked Chase, hey, did James reach out to you and talk to you about kicking at Levi's Stadium? And he did. So James has gotten some really good advice from an old mentor of his.
Good advice. And Chase doing quite well now with the Colts.
Yeah.
Been moving around. Chargers, 49ers, Colts. McCourt, we met James's parents last night at an event.
Yeah.
They've been listening all season long and enjoying all the action of their son. McCourt will kick it off from the 35 here, left to right as we look at it. We're kind of in the corner here at Levi's Stadium. Interesting angle. Either we're crooked or they are.
Well,
one or the other,
Brian,
right?
In the corner. Yeah.
Here comes the kickoff, and out of there with it, Deshaun Collins runs it straight ahead across the 10, and the Illini special teams right there to cover him up at the 15-yard line.
Well, and Brian, this is interesting because one thing we've seen all season is Illinois and James McCourt really kicking the ball through the back of the end zone. But again, you know, we've talked about this in the pregame, is Illinois has an edge in special teams, and so I think what we see here is Bob Ligoszewski having them intentionally make Cal return the ball out of the end zone by kicking it short, and they're able to gain some field position. That time it works great. Illinois is able to get the tackle on the 16, so Cal winds up losing 9 yards by not fair catching it.
Yep, on the 16 is where they officially spot it. Chase Garbers goes to work. Today he's 4 of 5 for 32 yards and a touchdown. The Illini showing blitz. Here comes the handoff to Brown. He runs it to the right. Christopher Brown across the 16 gets it up to the 17-yard
line.
That's
the end of the first quarter.
Maybe to the 18. They'll give him 2 yards. Second and 8. Tolson on the stop. Boy, Eifler was coming on the blitz. They got rid of it just in time. And Brown with a couple of yards to end the first quarter. And the two teams will switch ends of the field here at the Red Box Bowl at Levi's Stadium after one quarter. Illinois leading Cal 10-7. They've outgained them 139-80, but both teams, you had the one run by Brandon Peters, a long run, 30 yards, and you had a 54-yard run by Christopher Brown, the leading tailback for the Golden Bears to set up some scores. And it's 10-7 Illinois after one quarter.
Good start.
Yep,
good
like
start.
It. This game today brought to you by your local Ford dealers. They're fans of diehard fans and proud sponsors of the Fighting Illini. Be sure to stop by your local Ford dealer to check out the best-selling trucks in America for the past 42 years. And that first quarter of Illini football was brought to you by Carl. Carl, the official health care provider of Fighting Illini Athletics. So Carl got the job done in the first quarter.
Good job, Carl. They did it. We're 25% of the way. No, this is it's been a really interesting first quarter, just kind of seeing these teams feel each other out. You know, and you have a couple of drives. I really like that response by the Illinois offense. Cal went down, had the explosive run by Brown. They were able to punch it in for a touchdown. Illinois offense comes right back, holds the ball for 7 minutes, and is really just able to get down the field and put it in the end zone. Brandon Peters, again, you see the difference. Having him back, this Illinois offense is a different unit. I'll be interested to see if they can just kind of continue to build on that here. And then, again, it's going to be a turnover game. You know, really, I think the team that wins the turnover battle in this game is ultimately going to win. No turnovers, no takeaways in the first quarter. Odds are saying that'll start to happen here in the next couple quarters.
Brandon Peters, 5 of 8 in that first quarter for 45 yards and a touchdown pass to Daniel Barker. The Illini take the lead back. They were up 3-0, fell behind 7-3, and now lead 10-7 after one quarter. Well, the Illini coming into this game, 8-10 all-time in bowl games. They've gone 4-3 the last seven. Of course, they won their first three Rose Bowls. They beat UCLA, Stanford, and Washington. They lost 7 of the next 8 bowl games after that. The only win in that stretch against Virginia in the 1990 Citrus Bowl. And in 5 of the last 6 bowl games, the Illini have played an opponent in their home state. And that's the case here with Cal, just 40 miles down the road from Berkeley.
Yeah, how does that keep happening? That's what I don't get. I mean, you play USC in L.A., you play LSU in Baton Rouge, you play Baylor in Houston. I mean, it's just kind of one of those weird quirks that's happened that way. But, you know, again, I think we mentioned it a little bit. Michael mentioned it earlier. Really nice turnout in the orange and blue so far today. Obviously, there's more Cal people here than Illinois, but it's a pretty close ratio. And just see, it's fun seeing orange and blue, you know, walking around the streets of downtown San Francisco. And I know the people, the alumni out here, are really excited to have this game.
A lot of them are out here in the tech industry, of course, Silicon Valley, San Jose, and San Francisco, and Google, and everything else that goes on in this part of the world. It's been a fun trip, a lot of activities. Hey, if you want to share a Coke with someone for the fall football season and into the winter, we all know what that means with being a fan, the ups, downs, and everything in between. Whether you want to celebrate with fellow fans or want to share a Coke with a rival, Coca-Cola has something for you. Share a Coke with a teammate, rival, or friend this season. Second quarter about to get underway here at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. Good to have you with us. Happy New Year as we head for the new year. The Illini trying to close out this season and this decade with a win. They lead Cal 10-7 after one quarter. Cal from their own 17-yard line, second and 9, as number 7, Chase Garbers, goes to work. Two receivers left, one to the right. The snap back to the quarterback, throws to the right, got a man caught, 25-30, and a first down. Stanley Green on the stop, but Makai Polk with a nice catch and run and a first down up to the 30-yard line. Game 14.
And Nate Hobson covers there. That's just way too much cushion on Makai Polk. He gives him about 6 yards, and it's a really quick little run-pass option right there. Chase Garbers fakes the handoff and just goes to the quick slant. It's wide open, first down.
Polk from Richmond, California. He's at the end of the BART line, by the way. I learned that this week.
Interesting.
From Richmond. Here's the first and 10 from the 30-yard line. Early in the second quarter, handoff to Brown. Tries to get to the outside. Sheds a tackler. Runs it ahead. Sidney Brown spins him out of bounds. But not before he gets up near the 40-yard line. Tackle's got the first down.
Tackling. Two missed tackles on that play alone. Brown's a nice runner here. It looks like he was Kalen Tolson that had the first shot at him. Looked like a DB. Couldn't see exactly who on the second time. Sidney Brown's able to clean it up, and Illinois is going to have to be cleaner on their tackling.
Sidney Brown, second on the team in tackles behind DeLay Harding. He had 80. Second and one, a gain of 9 for Christopher Brown. We got a lot of Brown surnames here. Here's the handoff to Christopher Brown up the middle. Big gainer. Crashes ahead. 48, 50-yard line. Just shy of it at the 49. He got 10 yards on that burst. And a first and 10. Devin Weatherspoon on the stop for Illinois.
Yeah, too much right there. Kenyon Jackson and Jamal Woods. Good to see Jamal back out there at defensive tackle, but they need to do a better job of holding the point of attack.
Deshaun Collins checks in at tailback for the Golden Bears. First and 10, their side of the 50-yard line at the 49. Garber's back to pass, steps and throws to the right, got a man caught, shoved out of bounds across the way by Nate Hobbs. Nice catch down there by the Cal receiver. Looked like Polk again, maybe.
Yeah, and right there, Cal's going basically max protection, little play action. It's only a two-man route. Illinois bringing a blitz, but because Cal has a max pro on, they're able to pick it up, and Chase Garber's there, just able to complete the simple pass. These Illinois corners are going to have to get tighter coverage on the outside.
Polk came in with 14 catches, the freshman. He's had a few today. It's first and 10, Cal. Now at the Illinois 39 after that gain of 12 yards. Back to pass Garbers. Time to throw. Deep pattern right. Looking for his man. Got him. Inside the 5. And now they say it's incomplete. He did not hold on to it. Makai Polk, again the target down the right sideline. Well, I thought he took a couple of steps and then it came out, but they rule it incomplete.
Well, that's one of those things. He winds up reaching for the pylon as he's going out of bounds, and Sidney Brown doesn't give up on the play. He keeps going, and it looks like Polk actually stepped out with his right foot as he was trying to reach the ball out. This will be an interesting call. Remember, on the field, they call it an incomplete pass. Illinois that time, he had a deep safety and he had the corner, and Makai Polk is able to find that gap right between the two, and it looks like a Cal fan is working the scoreboard as they just keep showing the replay.
Giving the officials one more look.
The officials more looks.
All right. Well, they may take a look at it. Our
the previous play was ruled as an incomplete pass. The previous play is under further review.
Well, and Brian, I'm going to be really honest. I think this is, you know, our fifth year doing the broadcast together. I still have no clue exactly what a catch is. So I could see this going either way. But it looked like Polk caught it. Again, no Illini defender between him. Chase Garbers with a nice pass is able to drop it in. And Makai Polk, he catches it, takes one step. And then as he's taking his second step, it looks like he starts to reach the ball out. And I think he was out of bounds with his right foot before he reached the ball out. So it'll be interesting to see if they say, hey, he caught it, and then he was out of bounds.
Out of bounds with it when he got control of it finally.
But it's also, completing the catch is the other aspect of it. You know, it's, who knows? Who knows?
Well, we do know that the official reviews this year presented by the Geese College of Business at the University of Illinois, 10-7, Illinois leads it, 13:01 to go in the first half. Cal right now is second and 10 at the Illinois 39. Polk went up the right sideline. A nice pass by Garbers. But did he have it? Did he have control of it when his foot went out of bounds? Or did he even have it when Brown popped it completely loose?
Yeah, and again, I think that time Illinois is only rushing four again. They're not able to get any pressure on Garbers, and he's able to really just step into that throw, lofts it really nicely in between the safety and the corner.
Now, last year in this game, the Red Box Bowl, Michigan State was out here and lost to Oregon 7-6.
That was the score?
That was the score.
Not the records?
That was. And there were 9 interceptions.
After review,
in that game.
It was a catch. The player stepped out of bounds at the 1 yard line. It's first and goal for California at the 1 yard line.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah.
So it is a big gain. All the way down to the 1 yard line.
Well, and again, it's Illinois not being able to get any pressure on Garbers. They're not getting it with 4 down linemen right now. And so he's able to step into these throws. We saw that on the long completion to Tanjas earlier. And that time with the long completion to Makai Polk, who's really stepped up on this drive for the Cal Golden Bears.
Yep. First and goal. Christopher Brown is the tailback. They also had a fullback in there. A couple of tight ends. Garbers under center from the Illinois 1. After the review, trying to take the lead back, hand off to Brown, dives over the top of the pile, and I don't think he got in. Wow, he took off a little early.
Boy, that was
down at the 1 yard line.
That was a collision right there. And I can't see who upended him. It was Dele Harding. Of course it was Dele Harding who upended him. And Kalen Tolson there to meet him as well. Nice job of denying Brown at the goal line.
10-7 Illinois, 12:24 to go in the second quarter in the first half. Illinois' lead is three, but Cal after the big pass play and the review. Second and goal at the one. The sneak by Garbers. He appears to be in, and he is. Touchdown, California.
Yeah, it's interesting. Illinois looked better aligned for the quarterback sneak on that last play, Brian, but that time go to more of a base front. And Cal just outnumbers them up front. I think he had one of the defensive tackles on the left shoulder of the center. That's an easy double team between the left guard and the center, and they're able to get that half a yard that they needed.
They've got some good ones up front. Their center is excellent. Their right tackle, Kerhan, is a really good tackle. They lined him in heavy, got the big bodies in there, and just punched it across. Third rushing touchdown of the year for the Cal quarterback, Chase Garbers, and it's 13-10 Cal. On for the extra point, Greg Thomas at the south end of Levi Stadium, and the kick is up, and the kick is good. And Cal retakes the lead. 14-10, 12-12 left in the first half at the Red Box Bowl in Santa Clara. This is Fighting Illini football from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, this is Andy Strickland. You know, the Blues are the best in the National Hockey League, so we also bring you the best hockey coverage right here in 590 The Fan. We have a special New Year's Eve edition of nonstop hockey coverage beginning at noon. Live from Top Shooters, it'll be Cam Jansen, noon to 2. I follow that up starting at 2 o'clock live from Man Cave Sports in Chesterfield. We'll take that until 3 o'clock as we talk pucks throughout the afternoon here on 590 The Fan.
Monday through Thursday from 3 until 6, it's Frank Opinion and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
My grandson last night, he asked me, he says, have you ever seen Dumb and Dumber? So apparently he watched it. I go, yeah, I've seen it. I think it's hysterical. So he starts telling me about the scenes that he liked. And
which was his favorite?
Seabass.
Do you know who Seabass was in Dumb and Dumber?
No.
Cam Neely, who used to play in the National Hockey League.
He's out of the show here, doesn't he?
No, yes, Cam Jansen.
It's only here on 590 The Fan. On 590, The Fan.
Morant with a rebound. Stops at the top of the arc. Fires a three. Ring it up. Put three on the board. Oh, Ja Morant. Very talented point guard that's going to take this league by storm. Ja Morant can really bring a crowd to his feet. Morant explodes into the front court. Behind the back feed to Clark, and he lays it up and in.
Saturday, the Memphis Grizzlies go out west to take on the Clippers. Coverage begins at 2.
It's on 590, The Fan.
I'm Frank Opinions. Hey, Scott Sherman, attorney at law. Let's say I got something I want to sell. How do I sell it?
The best way to do that is called the yard sale, the first community credit union yard sale. 7 to 9 a.m. every Saturday, 855-282-TALK. 855-282-TALK. You can buy something, you can offer it for sale, and you can have a great time. Every Saturday morning, 7 to 9, 590 The Fan.
Except for that little stumble, that was perfect.
Fighting Illini play here on 590 The Fan.
Here on a gorgeous day in Santa Clara, California, the shadows across the field now, almost the entire field, not quite. The Illini now trail the Cal Golden Bears 14-10, 12-12 left in the first half. This second quarter of Fighting Illini football today brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Cal will tee it up, kick it off from the 35, left to right, down below us. Dre Brown, Justice Williams, the deep man for Illinois. Shim Yenyets is the kickoff man. Another left footer. And here's a line drive squib kick on the ground, and it's picked up down there by the Illini. Dre Brown running it, 25-30, cuts back, and tripped up by a shoelace across the 30-yard line. Good return by one of the best return men in the Big Ten, Dre Brown, who averaged 26 yards a return this year. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID. Back in 10 seconds for station ID on Illinois football from Learfield IMG College.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
14-10, Cal with the lead. Brian Barnhart, Martin O'Donnell, Michael Martin on the sideline. Steve Kelly in the booth with us. Reggie Corbin checks in at tailback. Illinois with the ball, but now down 14-10. Now we get a whistle.
On the offense, number 18. Five-yard penalty. Remains first down.
What was that?
Not good.
Some other bowl games today. With Western Kentucky beat to Western Michigan 23-20. Coming up tonight in the Orange Bowl, it's Florida against Virginia. All right, so now it's first and 15, Illinois from their own 26. Peters fakes, throws it to the right side. Tough catch in traffic.